This is Biotechnica, and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
It's festive season in the country, and everyone is busy with celebration. But hey, have you got vaccinated? Are you still abiding by the rules and regulations set by the government? We all should remember that even though there are a lot of positive developments with COVID cases, still we have not outpaced them. Now you must be thinking that I am spoiling your happy mood. Well, even though these are sad truths, I have some great news for you. We can be free from that mask which has become an inevitable part of our life, not just today, tomorrow, but for the future too. Yes, that's true. So are you all eager to know more about it? Then stay tuned till the end. Hello everyone. I hope all of you are doing well. I'm Shomrita, your host for today, and I'm going to tell you about that good news. If I look into the current situation, scientists all over the world are working hard to combat the pandemic crisis. They already have developed the vaccines against SARS-CoV-2 and are also preparing to combat any future pandemic from all coronaviruses and ensure that you really can enjoy all celebrations without worrying. Over the past decades, incidents of viral outbreaks have increased at an alarming rate. The ratio between mortality and number of infections seems to be lower in COVID-19, which is SARS-CoV-2, in comparison to other human coronaviruses, such as severe acute respiratory syndrome coronavirus or SARS-CoV, and Middle East respiratory syndrome coronavirus or MERS-CoV. But it's probably not the last. These viruses began as animal coronaviruses that moved to human host. So we need to step up our efforts to develop vaccines to combat future strains of disease-causing coronavirus. By this time, we all have come to know that coronaviruses belong to the subfamily Coronavirini, order Nidovirales, family Coronaviridae, which are enveloped and spherical viruses with a single-stranded RNA genome. If we look into the genome sequence of SARS-CoV-2, we will see that the organization is similar to BAT SL CoV ZC45, BAT SL CoV ZX-C21, and SARS-CoV. The length of most proteins encoded by these coronaviruses are also similar. However, in comparison to SARS-like coronavirus, SARS-CoV and MERS-CoV, a long spike protein is encoded by SARS-CoV-2. Studies have shown that novel SARS-CoV-2 and SARS-CoV infect host cells using the same angiotensin converting enzyme 2 or ACE2 receptor. The attachment of SARS-CoV-2 to the surface receptor of host cells are mediated by the S protein. The binding efficiency of SARS-CoV-2 to ACE2 receptor is 10 to 20 fold higher than that observed in SARS-CoV. In addition, it was observed that cells that experience ACE2 but not express the enzyme aminopeptidase N and human dipeptidyl peptidase 4 were more susceptible to SARS-CoV-2 entry. COVID-19 vaccines currently work by using mRNA to instruct our cells to make an essential portion of the spike protein of SARS-CoV-2, which is the novel coronavirus that causes COVID-19. Our immune system learns to recognize this protein fragment as foreign. It produces antibodies to attack SARS-CoV-2 and prevent COVID-19. So, a vaccine that protects against a range of beta covs could prevent future outbreaks as well as help contain the current pandemic. And hey, a team of researchers led by Dr. Kevin Saunders and Barton Hanens at Duke University School of Medicine have already attempted to create such a vaccine. NIH's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease and National Cancer Institute supported the work. It was described in Nature on May 10, 2021. SARS-CoV-2 attaches to cells using a protein on its surface called the spike protein. Current SARS-CoV-2 vaccines cause cells in the body to make a version of this protein that elicits an immune response. For the new vaccine, the researchers attached a part of this spike protein called the receptor binding domain to the protein designed to form nanometer-sized protein particles or nanoparticles. Previous research has shown that antibodies to this receptor binding domain can neutralize many coronaviruses. Each of the self-assembling protein nanoparticles displays 24 copies of the receptor binding domain on its surface for the immune system to react to. Recent studies have also found that putting multiple copies of this receptor binding domain on nanoparticles enhances the immune system. So the team also added a compound to the vaccine called an adjuvant that is designed to further boost the immune response. The researchers immunized monkeys with the vaccine. For comparison, they also tested mRNA vaccines similar to the approved Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Monkeys immunized with either vaccine had antibodies in their serum that neutralized SARS-CoV-2. Their sera also neutralized virus variants of concern that originated in the UK, South Africa, and Brazil. In addition, they neutralized SARS-CoV-1, which causes SARS, and two related bat coronaviruses. Compared to the mRNA vaccine, the nanoparticle vaccine induced higher levels of neutralizing antibodies to these other beta covs. The researchers then tested whether the vaccine protected monkeys from SARS-CoV-2. And they found that the vaccinated monkeys exposed to SARS-CoV-2 had no virus in their lower respiratory tract 2 days after exposure. Only one monkey had detectable virus in nasal swabs, But this was gone after another 2 days. So these results suggest that with further development, a nanoparticle vaccine could prevent future epidemics from a wide range of beta corps. So as we see, nanotechnology could be our hope for prevention against future pandemics. It finds application through different approaches, such as avoiding viral contamination and spread by design of infection-safe personal protective equipment to enhance the safety of healthcare workers and development of effective antiviral disinfectants and surface coatings, which are able to inactivate the virus and prevent its spread, or by the design of highly specific and sensitive nano-based sensors to quickly identify the infection or immunological response, or development of new vaccines with enhanced activity, decreased toxicity and sustained release, as well as tissue target, for example to the lungs. And finally, the development of a nano-based vaccination to boost humoral and cellular immune responses. However, all these approaches are yet under study and will require time to attain perfection. Till then, don't drop your guard during the 3 months of festivals. With this note, I, Shomrita, will take a leave now. Meet you with yet another exciting and informative podcast. Bye-bye. Stay safe and stay healthy.